Guys, what's up? Sean here, and welcome to the Electrify Wrestling Podcast Royal Rumble Recap and Review.
I am Scott, and I am extra tired today. Rumble killed me.
it was a lengthy show, which I will get to in review here. But first, we're going to start with, I think, good news.
I consider it good news. I like him. So.
Well, I consider it good news because Booker has been removed from the planet. Booker T has been removed from the Raw desk and replaced by Jonathan Coachman, who was basically kind of fired by ESPN. I mean, he says he left, but
I think he left because they got rid of WWE. Which is
kind of silly considering he went there to do sports.
Yeah, but whatever.
Then he ended up doing WWE at the sports place anyway. Yeah. So I think this is obviously an improvement. I don't understand how Booker T got this job or kept it.
I think this should tell you how bad David Otunga is.
When I saw him at the desk yesterday for the pre-show, I was like, how is this guy so employed?
Yeah, I don't...
Why? I don't know. What do they see in him?
He has to be that lawyer against Enzo Amore.
What do they see in this guy? He's not good at commentary.
He wasn't good at wrestling.
They don't want him to wrestle. I have no idea what they see in him.
I think they only kept him because he was married to that woman.
The only thing... I'm going to miss Booker, though. Because I did enjoy last night every time he said something ridiculous and the entire desk yelled at him at once. Because you can tell that it's not in character yelling at him, it's just yelling at him. Like, they yell at Byron in character.
Yeah.
They just think Booker is so stupid.
Which he is.
Which,
May I say, Jonathan Coachman, he's actually not that bad from what I remember.
Yeah, I can't remember him other than when he was GM.
Well, he went from, announcing to GM to announcing.
I can't picture the announcing.
He announces the 2008 Royal Rumble.
Did he?
Yeah, I didn't know that till the other day.
Huh.
Well, but he's good. He's an improvement. I wish he was just the GM.
I wish while they were doing this, they would replace Corey on one of the shows so that I don't have to.
That's what they should have done.
Yeah, I'm tired of Corey being on both shows.
I think Corey is too. He makes fun of himself every time.
It's very confusing.
He's like, I'm on every show.
But I have a whole rant about both shows later when we get to the Women's Rumble and Ronda Rousey news. So let's start the Rumble here.
Yeah, let's get going.
So, first of all, we're going to start with AJ and Kevin. We're skipping the pre-show because no one cares.
We both picked AJ.
Both picked AJ.
So, nailed it.
I give this match a C-.
That's generous. I barely remember it. I'll give it a D+.
Okay.
It's still close, but I mean, it wasn't really a match to me.
That's not the lowest score I gave all night, so it's okay. So, I have a few complaints. This is my list of notes. First of all, all of a sudden, Daniel Bryan and Shane don't come down to the ring and interfere in everything.
Yeah, is that really a complaint?
But it is, because it makes no sense. It's this storyline continuing to make little to no sense at all times.
That's fair.
Because there's a issue with the finish of the match, clearly.
Yep.
And suddenly the authority figures who interfere in every one of these matches can't be bothered to come out.
I mean, as we were watching, you were saying, where's Shane? So
yeah, so that was confusing to begin with. And then Daniel Bryan's the heel, I guess, right now. He should have come out and restarted the match in favor of the two idiots.
Yeah.
So then I didn't understand why Kevin and Sammy were not nearly as upset about it when they were out there until they got backstage as they should have been as heels. But finally, my most important complaint. Mike Chioda. He never signaled a tag.
That's true.
So why did he count the pinfall? He knew there wasn't a tag.
I forgot that's how the match ended, I'm going to be honest.
So what happens is Sammy goes like this, and Chioda ducks out of the way, but he never goes like, tag, like or whatever.
Was he holding the light rope?
Probably not. Mm. So why would you count the pinfall? You said there wasn't a tag. You never acknowledged the tag. It just made no sense.
The refs change on a week-to-week basis. The only good out of this is AJ won.
But no, but it's going to continue now.
Well, yeah, they have to waste it for
that's the worst part. It's going again. And so,
I can't even begin to think what the match is going to be unless they do handicap.
Well, what's going to happen in Mania, I think, is Kevin and Sammy versus Shane and Daniel.
Yeah, I think so.
It would seem
Daniel's still on their side. Because
they can't do Kevin versus Shane. We already did that.
True.
Been there, done that. Uh-huh. I don't really care about Sammy versus Shane. And somehow they're fighting Shane. So, unless it's a 2-on-1 and he wins a 2-on-1 against both of them and makes them both look like clowns, which would be totally in line with how this is usually booked. So, speaking of people being made to look like clowns, the SmackDown tag team match, which you had the Usos, I had Chad Gable and Shelton.
That match was long.
So
oddly long.
Yeah. I've got this for a D. What would you?
I'm gonna give it a C only because I've never seen Two Falls.
All right, so there you go. On my notes here, I made note that there were two falls, which was good. Yeah. Was not predictable.
Uh-huh.
But then it took forever to get any falls, and then the two came very quickly. Yeah. Which then made Shelton and Gable look like idiots. So it could have just been one fall.
I saw and it would have been fine. Something on Twitter where someone pitched Chad Gable turning on Benjamin and getting a singles run.
Yeah.
But I don't really see Gable as a heel. He's likable to me. Shelton Benjamin's always been a heel. Why would you make him the face?
Because he's the returning guy, I guess.
I mean,
That's probably why.
I just want a theme song back.
I don't know. I just thought it was stupid to have them have two falls really fast in a row because it made them look stupid.
I barely remember the second one.
It could have just been... It was a roll up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So it could have... Because, like, what happened was there was the fall and then they go out and beat up one of the Usos.
Correct.
They finally, like, regroup and get back in the ring and then just get rolled up and that's it. And it was like... Mm-hmm. Just make it a one fall match if you're going to do that. Because now they look stupid. And I don't know. It felt like the wrestlers forgot it was a 2 out of 3 falls.
Yeah.
Like they didn't know until like they did the pinfall and then the ref was like, we're still going here, folks. I didn't ring the bell. Like, and it got all, I don't know. It probably wasn't. It was probably supposed to be that way.
It was messy. It felt weird. It
was
a match that didn't need to happen.
Well, that's the thing. If they could have cut this from 7 o'clock start to 8 o'clock start and just done the two main titles and the two rumbles, oh my God, it would have been so much better. Get rid of both tags. Because both tags are my lowest grades because they were awful. They're both pointless.
I don't even remember.
I feel like I scored the Raw tag high now looking at my sheet because it was even worse. At least the SmackDown one was a match. That thing was just Jason Jordan's too hurt to compete, but we're not going to say
concussion
that.
Concussion or something.
Yeah. So the Men's Rumble now came
up. He walked in the ring, I think.
Yeah. So the Men's Rumble came up next.
This was fantastic.
Overall, I rate this pretty good. So I gave this an A. I would have given it an A+ if it was Finn Shinsuke at the end instead of Roman.
I'm going to give it an A+, only because past 5, like, Rumbles have been awful.
Yeah, I feel like Finn from coming in from the number 2 spot versus Shinsuke at the end would have been better, because I feel like both myself and the crowd were only nervous about the ending because it was, please don't let this idiot Roman win. So in his own special Roman kind of way, he built tension, but the only tension was, I hate this guy, and if he wins this, I'm going to kill myself.
I think this was the first time in a long time my heart was, like, beating due to the fact that I think Roman Reigns might win this match.
Yeah, but I would have been more into it if I was like, wait, do I want Finn to win from the number 2 spot, or do I want Shinsuke to win to face AJ? Like, I would have been into it for real rather than, Shinsuke, if you don't win this and they let this... I was thinking about the booking rather than the match for the end there.
Well, aimed for was the loudest cheer they could get, I guess.
Yeah. Also, did you see what Cena was actually saying when him and Roman were doing the stare down? He was saying, now, Shinsuke, now, because him and Finn weren't attacking them when they were supposed to. He was screaming for Shinsuke, which Cena did again when they were in the 619. He was talking to Roman. Like, oh my God. And this goes back to me saying Cena is playing a character called John Cena.
Cena's very out of it now.
Yeah, like he's not, I don't know. I'm tired.
I assume he's going to be on TV for until at least WrestleMania now.
At least with a little bit now.
I don't.
So, I have my one other complaint, which is the stupid complaint, but it's personal to me. In kayfabe, what is the logic for Shinsuke doing a triangle where he went over the top rope to do it, and then he's dangling backwards? So, let's say Roman passes out, right?
Yep.
Maybe they both flip over the ropes.
Yep.
Shinsuke probably hits first, he loses the match.
Yep.
Let's say Roman passes out but doesn't flip over. He dies, so Shinsuke has to let go. Shinsuke falls on the floor, Roman wins the match, dead or alive, doesn't matter. You have to have both feet touch the floor to lose, so Roman wins. Correct. It's just like
Kofi Kingston proved that.
There was no kayfabe logic for why Shinsuke would do that triangle. Because the best case scenario, even if, okay, say he gets in the ring again after Roman passes out, he now has to pick up a dead body of 200 something pounds and dump it over the top. That's going to be hard.
It was, I was for sure that he was going to fall.
For the sake of like what happens if the match gets ruined because someone falls over, is a stupid spot.
Yeah, it's scary that they don't have those types of matches in Japan, really.
Yeah, like, I don't know do they have a plan for what happens if you screw this up? Or is it just Vince runs down, tears his quads again?
I feel like if one person falls out,
Like, do they know, like, okay, the last two, like, if something happens and Roman accidentally wins this, we have a plan that Roman has won the Rumble and we'll just move on?
Just think about when HBK did the first ever, like, fall over the thing and only had one foot touch, barely.
Because I thought that was weird.
The British Bulldog would have won a Royal Rumble.
Also, I think part of the reason I gave this an A and not an A+ was the way Roman got eliminated was kind of goofy. He got Kinshasa and then just
got tossed.
He just stood up and then flipped. Like, why did he get to stand up? Like, why did he?
I like the way he eliminated Cena.
Yeah.
He, like, came through the ropes and murdered him.
I thought everything was good. I just thought Roman got eliminated a little weird.
Also, the surprises were good. And if we look back to how we did.
Oh, yes. We now got to go through our predictions.
So, we both picked Shinsuke to win. Good for us.
We did it.
That was
the odds were right.
I would say our final four was off because of one. Well, mine was off because of one person. Yours wasn't.
Okay.
So you had Roman, Daniel, Shinsuke, and Elias.
That was a problem.
Roman and Shinsuke. You got that's good.
Yeah.
I had Roman, Brian, Shinsuke, and Cena. So, I mean, if Daniel Bryan wanted to show up, I would have been
really thought when Rey Mysterio came out that Daniel Bryan was guaranteed. Because I thought Daniel Bryan eliminating Rey Mysterio is such a great story for, like, how pissed people were when Rey entered for him in 2014.
Yeah.
That I was like, please do it. Instead,
they took all the feeling out of your heart and had Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, come God. Up. I don't know. I don't know why I get...
Who is 29?
29. Gold dust.
Oh, yeah, the last two were bad.
That's why we thought 30 was going to be good.
Cause yeah, like three. Well, you did have three in a row of Miz, Rey Mysterio, and Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
There was a lot of good surprises also, by the way.
Yeah, this Rumble, I think, is way stronger. Like, the internet disagrees, but I think this was way stronger than the women's.
I think everyone just underappreciated something. Like, Andrade, even if you don't like him, that was a pretty good surprise.
Yeah, I don't like him, but he was my number seven.
So. Adam Cole, great surprise.
I had number seven. I got CN already.
I can't say the Hurricane was a great surprise, but I mean.
He probably should have come in earlier.
With Matt.
He just came a little late.
Best friends. Oh, and Rey Mysterio was a good surprise.
Yeah. And you got, correctly, Rusev and Finn for one and two.
I don't know how that happened.
I did not have
that. That right. That was a good shock to me.
Yeah. You got that one.
You got a lot. You had Elias and Apollo. You were 6 and 13. Okay.
Hey. You know.
I'm shocked I found Apollo.
Elias basically got a number one entrance once he came out.
Elias had a good showing. He had 26 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm proud. Iron Man I also got. Finn.
Yeah.
He was in there for almost an hour.
Who did I have? Elias? No, Shinsuke.
Shinsuke. I mean, you got the second one. So we did good.
That's pretty close. I had a shot.
Yeah. And most eliminations, I don't know if Roman had the most.
Ah, that's on there. He had there.
Four.
Roman Reigns is four. I don't see any other fours.
All right. Roman Reigns. So you got it right.
Yeah. Not big. Wait, what about
Shinsuke?
Shinsuke was one. Three. It says three.
Oh.
Right here it says three.
Finn Balor had four. You tied.
Oh.
Good for Finn.
Okay.
Who do you get rid of? Rey Mysterio. Oh, right. People got mad at him.
Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler, no one got mad at him.
Right now, it seems like Rey's not back permanently, but...
I think he has to be.
It feels like it. But I don't know what he was doing before, so it feels like it.
Yeah, I think he's looking for a contract, and they said he almost went to TNA. There's no one in TNA to wrestle, so...
I just... 205 Live for him...
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked, but I'd put him on SmackDown.
All right, well, so this Rumble ended, and everyone was happy.
Oh, and our numbers.
Oh, our numbers.
He got 7, so he got Andrade almost, so you'll be seeing a CN shirt soon.
Eventually.
I got Cesaro, so...
The Bar.
The Bar shirt will be on its way today, because, hey, WWE Shop has a good deal. I'm not promoting them, but... They have a good deal.
Speaking of the Bar, after this really good Rumble, out comes this Raw tag team match. Oh my God, this is a D. It might be a D-. I don't even know why I gave it a D. This was so awful.
Could the crowd have been any more dead?
No, and that's the problem. This whole show, I don't know how they're going to do this year after year. I have no idea how you
book this properly. The pay-per-view as two Rumbles and no one would complain.
Yeah, if you're going to do the two main belts...
That's all you should do, honestly, is two main belts and...
But even then, like, last year had Cena, AJ. You can't put that match. The crowd would literally be gone. If you did Cena, AJ, then a Rumble.
Unless you start it with them.
But that's still all, I think all the energy in the building is sucked out by the time that's done.
That's true.
I don't know how you do that. The only thing I wrote here was, I don't want to see the bar anymore for any reason.
Well, they're the champion, so you have a tough time.
But that's only because Jason Jordan is IRL hurt.
So also, get the belt off we of both picked the bar. On. We got that right.
We also, yes.
We had a good night.
We didn't mean to get that right because Jason Jordan, I read over the weekend, couldn't even take bumps at house shows, which is why the belts were taken from them. I hope that we're not heading for Seth and Jason.
I said that weeks ago. Seth the double duty.
That's so below. Like, I don't like Seth Rollins, and that's below Seth Rollins.
Yeah, thank you.
That is way below Seth Rollins.
Not going to disagree.
The only way that that works is if it's like, if Jason loses, his dad gets fired from being GM or something.
That, or it needs he admits some that he's not his dad. I like that one better.
That would be.
Hey, Bray Wyatt had 3 eliminations. Sorry.
All right. We're wasting way too much time on the Raw tag teams. They're awful.
Did you? Yeah. By the way, my rating was D minus.
All right. Well, I almost should agree with that.
It was somehow worse than the SmackDown.
And it came at a bad time in the show. It just there was no reviving it once it came out after the men's
run. Hey, let's talk about a match that I kind of not remember.
So the triple threat, I gave this a B. I thought. There was enough chaos and destruction.
It was good for what it was.
It would have worked better on any other pay-per-view.
Mm.
It just came at a part where everyone's like, let's get to the next Rumble.
Come I don't on, remember come on. Kane doing anything at all. I'd give it a C+. I mean, it was nothing special.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brock won. We all knew that going in.
See, the problem like for this, like it was after a Rumble, and then there was a Rumble coming next. So, like, yeah. There's no way, and everyone knew the winner of this match going in.
Yeah.
So, like, not only was it stuck between two Rumbles, but there was no, like, anticipation. Like, what if Braun wins? There was no chance.
I feel like every Brock match or every Roman match that's a big match, you know the winner.
Well, it's worse right now. Because we've known the winner of every Brock match since last Mania.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
I had a little hope for AJ. I knew he wasn't going to win, but I had a little hope.
I had none, only because they're not going to let Brock get pinned until Roman does it.
Yeah.
Period. End of discussion. Brock ain't being pinned.
No one's kicked out of an F5.
I did like that they put the announce table on top of Braun, and unlike Brock, who got stretched out when that happened, Braun just got up. Braun didn't give a fuck.
They saved Braun in some ways. Yeah. I mean, one week they'll have him pick up a truck, which is a bit much, but...
I'm happy because people were like, I want Brock and Braun again after this. I was like, no.
No.
Because if they fuck it up, Braun is permanently damaged because the first one was bad.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let them ever get in the ring.
I think Braun's in a good, safe place.
The only thing is, it seems like he's going to fight The Miz at Mania.
Well, I have my pitch later on.
I hate that match. I don't care about that match. I don't want to see The Miz and
Braun. Not that. It's not that.
No. Okay, so moving on.
The Women's Rumble.
I gave this a B.
This is the only thing I got wrong.
I'm low on this compared to the internet. The internet says this one's better than the men's.
Oh, by the way, we both got Brock right.
Yeah, we did.
Shocking. People love this, and I guess I'm just not as infatuated with some of the people that returned as others are. Yeah,
I think that's part of it. So
you can't tell me I cared about
Corey Wilson. I wanted to make a note of this, but I forgot to do it. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Did you count Lita?
Yeah. 8 or so?
8 old people.
No, there's like 11.
No, because then there's
2. Okay, there's 8 and then, yeah.
Oh, and the 2 Bellas.
Okay, yeah, I counted that. That's who I counted in my original count. Because I don't count the Bellas. Like, this has the Bellas listed as SmackDown and a free agent. I don't know how Nikki Bella's on SmackDown.
Well, she was on SmackDown.
Well, she ain't now.
But John Cena's not.
So, like, this match, I still think this should have been more NXT people and less 40-year-olds who, as I wrote, can't kick to the stomach properly.
Let me say, they started off well. They had Kairi Sane show up, and I was like, oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
And then they just stopped until 23.
But do you know how many of these people listed here as, like, old people couldn't properly throw a kick to the midsection? They couldn't get their leg that high.
Yeah, you know... did you see the kicks that Sasha was not giving Lita? Did you see the gif?
No.
She's just sitting there in the corner putting her leg up.
Oh.
And Lita's just like...
It's a rumble, so I mean, you know.
So you miss it.
But the other thing that I hate about this match is... Look, I was rooting for Nia to powder for the rest of the match until she came in and won. But there were so many people lying on the ground on the outside doing nothing during this match.
We didn't get the eliminations right. Wow.
Who got it?
Michelle McCool got 5.
Okay, and this is also... you're helping my notes here. So, during the Nia, like Michelle McCool. Reign of Terror segment...
Yep.
It was sort of okay for everyone to be outside, except there were like 10 people in the match at that point.
Yeah, and everyone was outside.
And they weren't fighting each other on the outside either. They were all just taking a nap. So I thought that was stupid. But at least Nia got to look strong for a little bit.
I just wanted Nia to do a tope.
But throughout the entire match, people were powdering out of the ring.
Yeah, it was bad.
Like, the men's had it when Elias did that thing. But for the most part, people were in the ring.
Yeah.
There were a lot of women lying on the ground on the outside, and I don't know why.
The whole time.
I don't know
why. I don't either, because it's not like...
That never happens in Rumbles.
It's not like they're bigger or something.
And then, as you pointed out, Michelle McCool with her 5 eliminations. My other complaint was too many 40-year-olds eliminating too many present-day stars. They got... If the Hurricane had come in and eliminated 27 people, everyone would have bitched.
True.
So why does Michelle McCool get to do it?
I like Michelle McCool, but I didn't think she had 5.
5's a lot.
5 is a lot.
Now, I don't know if 5 of those were her eliminating, like, 40-year-olds?
Sonya Deville, Liv Morgan, Molly Holly, Lana, and she was part of Vicky's.
So, if she did Molly Holly, Lana, and Vicky, I'd be okay. But, like, Liv Morgan?
I don't like the Sonya Deville
And one. Sonya Deville?
That's Sonya Deville is supposed to be serious.
Like, the 40-year-old people should be eliminating Lana and, like, Heath Slater and, like, those level people.
I feel like they buried a lot of people in this match.
I just thought, like, it was weird. And then why not use this to promote NXT? And I understand, like, I think part of my problem with this match is obviously the fact that this roster is just not very big. And so this was bound to happen one way or another. But it's still, like... I think the internet's making this out to be way better than it actually was.
My grade was probably a B+. It was good for being the first, but...
The other thing, my last final complaint was, once Nia was out...
You didn't care.
No, but Asuka won.
Oh, yeah, that's true, because...
And once 30, once 30 hit and it wasn't Ronda Rousey...
Yeah.
Asuka had won this match.
Yeah, how did we do on this one?
Because a lot of people were saying that they had more suspense at the end of the Men's Rumble than the women. And the women,
yeah, they did.
Or the men's didn't have suspense, the women did. And I'm like, they were more excited about the end of the women. And I'm like,
I was very excited for the end of the men's.
I thought I was like, what am I? And then the fucking Bellas get to be the last 4?
I told you. Didn't I not say that they were going to be in it? I said Nikki. I didn't think Brie was.
You said
be
it, but like.
I didn't believe it.
Like, come on.
It was bad.
You threw out Sasha and Becky and these people to fucking have the goddamn Bellas, and this is
it was for Total Divas. It's a factual. It was
Total Bellas affected the booking. I wrote it right there.
Dave Meltzer reported today that they did it for an episode.
So the last thing was actual competitors should be treated better. That was
they liked the idea that Nikki Bella was eliminating her sister.
So how do we do on our predictions?
So we got the winner wrong, true. But I still feel like we got it right.
No, yeah.
It ended up happening.
We made the bold choice.
Yeah. Final 4, I did awful. I only had Asuka.
That's the thing. They announced the winner on the beginning of January on Raw.
You had Sasha and Asuka. Now, I'm going to say my part about Asuka in a second, but starting 2, I got.
He got it again. 2 for 2 on the
Becky
starting 2.
Becky and Sasha. When Sasha went off, I was like, okay, so he has a good chance because Naomi was believable.
And I thought Naomi had a shot.
I thought she had a glow.
Yeah.
She didn't glow.
My men's one was way worse.
Yeah, you had Elias and Apollo.
That was
Elias
bold.
Was believable.
I went bold on that one.
Elias was, I mean, I didn't expect Rusev and Finn.
I expected Elias to play a concert and then eliminate Apollo in 1 second to make him look cool.
I mean, I wouldn't have complained.
That's what I was going
with. So I had Becky and Sasha. That happened again.
Yep.
My Iron Woman was Becky and yours was Sasha. He had 1. I had 2.
Yeah, we did it. We did that
just
again.
Just saying.
We did that again. We're going to
make
that
one. Stuff up. Eliminations. I'm devastated we lost. We had Nia. She had 4. Michelle McCool had 5.
Does Lana... or no, not Lana. Does eliminating Vicky Guerrero count?
No. Especially when 4 people did it.
Because if we uncount Vicky Guerrero... I loved the Vicky Guerrero part of the match. That was my favorite... By far
I popped.
favorite part of this match. When she was, when Carmella was coming down and she's going up the ramp. But just, I wanted her to yell at her and she did. And then she takes the briefcase and whacks. I was like, yes.
I don't know. The best. I remember her having wrestling gear.
Like, Heath Slater did the same thing.
Either she was the backstage person who filled in for Alicia Fox.
That's what it sounds like from the internet.
Yes. Okay, because people said it was either that or Ember Moon because she was selling her injury, so they just put her in.
No, it sounds like...
Okay.
Ember makes sense to have been in there because CN was in there.
CN was great.
But, like, the champions were both, so it makes sense.
So Vicky sounds like... Did we talk about Adam Cole?
I'm not talking about Adam Cole.
Adam Cole was in it, too. He was half dead, but...
I don't remember doing anything, so I didn't talk about him.
They seem to, like, have one person, like... healthy, and then the next person all bandaged up, random.
Like Heath Slater and Vicky were great. Both of them 10 out of 10. Would do it again.
That was great. Kelly didn't need to be there. Molly Holly definitely didn't need to be there. She was a hardcore champion.
Yes, one time, apparently.
Tori Wilson didn't need to be there. I was fine with Michelle McCool because I knew she'd be decent. I didn't know she'd
So let's get to Ronda before we waste too much time.
Yeah, okay. Oh, Asuka won, by the way.
I have a very specific point on all this. So what did you, first of all, what did you think about them doing the, like, Shinsuke pick who you want to fight and then...
I like how they have them picking now.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't understand what happened.
Shinsuke did it in an interview with Renee Young in the ring.
Eh.
Which she offered it up like it was a... Do you want to pick now or do you want to pick later? So I don't know why
he
picked now anyway. But I was okay with him. I like that they're picking cross-brand because that means that moving forward, we can't be like, oh, Roman's going to win, face Brock, so that we know a SmackDown person's going to win. That no longer applies.
Right.
So it could have been Finn the whole time. So that actually is better, which we didn't really know.
Kind of upset, though.
I don't know why they didn't announce that
if
going
If they
in.
Announced that, I would have believed.
Yeah. I don't know why they... That was a mistake.
Could have got AJ versus Styles,
But
too.
Then... Okay.
AJ versus
the Asuka segment after the match. So she's going back and forth, like she's looking at Charlotte and looking at Alexa. And then Ronda comes out.
Huge pop, by the way. I was proud.
Would have been a better pop if she was 30 because they would have instantly recognized the music. It took them like 15 seconds.
Automatically would have been a better pop, but what they're planning now, I understand why.
I'm so thankful that they bought the music, though. Please, thank
you. That was a great buy.
Although I was surprised. I didn't know if Ronda would want it. Because it's associated with losing two fights in a row.
Yeah, but she...
Felt like she wouldn't want it. I didn't look up if the song is owned by WMG, who I'm pretty sure is her agency, and who owns UFC, and who is like The Rock's agency, and all these things. So
it was great, though.
It very well so may be. But, all right. So Asuka doesn't end up making any choice.
No, she has not made a choice. I think Ronda, I know who she's choosing.
Ronda comes out.
Points to the side. Very
then
confused.
Then goes to shake Asuka's hand.
Asuka
slaps
no
her hand
thanks.
Away. Then she stares at Charlotte, never looks at Alexa. Then, pointing to the sign.
Yeah, she kept pointing to the sign.
Then we leave the ring. We go shake Stephanie's hand.
And
so now I don't
know
if that means that you booked a match there. I don't know.
From what I read,
points to the sign. So, okay, here's the thing. I think the correct... I hate this match for the reasons that I hate this match. But I think the correct match is the tag team with The Rock and Ronda versus Triple H and Stephanie to protect Ronda in their first match.
I think,
But this segment clearly reeks of they were doing this segment one way or another, and they couldn't get The Rock to say yes or no yet. Mm-hmm. So instead, they just did a segment where she points at signs.
So what I think they might do...
Like, that's what happened.
I saw that they might have Braun do it instead of The Rock, because Ronda would get the pick.
I saw the internet say Kurt Angle.
God, no. Please don't do that. He can't
No, that actually fine. I'm fine with that. Two Olympic medalists.
That actually be cool.
It's actually
that's
good.
A fair point.
Yeah, it's good.
That's a good point. Well, it's just because he can't move.
And Triple H and Kurt seemed like they were already heading for each other.
Yeah, that's true.
So it would at least pick up Triple H's fucking storyline from Survivor Series that he just disappeared the next night from.
I mean, if she picked Braun, that'd be a good. That'd be a good.
Yeah.
Nod to Braun.
Well, I would take Braun too.
I would. Yeah.
But I hope Asuka chooses
Charlotte.
Just
don't do her
and
Roman.
I badly want Asuka to choose Charlotte.
That's what. I saw that's the predicted, and they have Nia and Alexa.
But part of me wants Ronda Charlotte just so Ronda's on SmackDown.
Yeah, that also.
I want them to treat the shows fairly.
We could also add that Ronda has signed full time to the WWE, whatever that means.
Let's get into that for a second.
She's not full time. There's no.
I can't tell if when people report full time, they mean full time as in
Brock Lesnar
every night, like Charlotte,
right?
Or full time as in she's no longer an active MMA fighter. She's Brock Lesnar and a pro wrestler.
Right.
Because technically, you could, I guess, do UFC and this. So yeah. I can't tell if they mean full-time as in she's basically retired from MMA for now. I think she's going back at
some
point.
She said she's fully committed to this for several years. That was her main thing.
Until that I don't want to go out on two losses itch comes back.
Yeah, that'll be within like a year.
Because she has a terrible reputation. A bad reputation, you may say. It's a song name.
Yeah, thank you.
If you didn't get it out there. But I literally thought this earlier.
You may have to play that.
And I laughed at myself because I didn't realize what I said until I was writing it down. But she has a bad reputation for pouting after the losses, which I don't understand. She is obsessed with being perfect at everything. When you lose, therefore you are not perfect, she is upset.
Yeah.
I don't understand the problem with this. Like, it makes perfect sense to me, I guess, in my own head as to why I would be upset if I got knocked out in a fight.
Yeah.
I don't get why that's, you know, not allowed. So, I just hope that at the end of this, she is both happy doing this, but then maybe it, like, clears up whatever was left over from losing those fights so we can get back to fucking judo throwing people into arm bars.
Can we agree that she was, like, the happiest you've ever seen last night?
Yeah, except when... I can't remember... which fight it was, but there's a fight where she wins and she, like, throws her arm above her head.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she looks very happy.
Yeah, but, like, this was definitely
when she won
seen.
The belt the first time, when she was the first women's fight. That was But I think she really loved the Kat Zingano fight, where Kat just runs across, gets caught in a straight arm lock instantly. And I love that fight. It's, like, 10 seconds long. I love that fight because mid-roll over, I'm like, there's a straight arm lock there, but part of me is thinking in this, like, split second, there's no way she can get it. No one gets a straight arm lock rolling through the air, like, in the first 10 seconds of a fight, and she gets a straight arm lock. I'm like, this lady is a god. I don't understand how she does this. This is amazing. Do it again.
I think she'll definitely have one more fight in her.
Oh,
at least to...
There's too much money on the line. There's too... Like, I...
She's bringing Dana to a wrestling thing.
Yeah, I don't want to turn this into a UFC debate.
Yeah.
But I just think that those two matchups were critically dangerous matchups for Ronda Rousey's skill set, and the rest of women's MMA is not on Ronda's level, even still.
Yeah.
And unless something drastically changes in the next couple of years while she's doing this, I can't see them catching up other than Cyborg. And I think Holly Holm's pretty much done at this point as far as being in top fights because she doesn't win, but she still draws people for some reason. So, all right, I think that's our Ronda talk, right? Anything else on Ronda?
I think Ronda's going to do well. I really do.
I hope so.
I hope she's on TV
tonight. I'm curious tonight to what start. Happens tonight.
If she's on TV tonight to start, I'll be pretty happy.
I just hope Asuka faces Charlotte.
I think the matches have to be Asuka and Alexa.
Do that though, because that would be two singles women's matches, which I'm told has not happened ever. There's the last time there was like a one-on-one women's was like 2009 or something, some crazy shit, and it's like the only one ever at Mania.
Well, I fear they don't want to do another like what? How are you gonna get like Sasha and all them on the show?
My personal thing is to do a women's Andre the Giant.
That's
battle
what
royal.
I was thinking.
But
it means nothing.
Don't treat it like a Divas Battle Royal. Treat it like the Andre the Giant one. Announce it for the next 17 months. Give them a trophy. Do a whole freaking... Don't do it a pillow fight.
You
do
call it the...
The Mae Young of Memorial Battle Royal.
What's he going to call Mae Young?
The Mae Young Classic Battle Royal. The Lita over the top rope battle.
Well, yeah, you'd have more. Well, now that they have
Stephanie,
the Rumble, they won't
the
do
Stephanie
that.
McMahon, I'm the best battle royal. I don't know, but you can call it something. So, if we're done here, what is your grade for the whole show?
Whole show, I mean, I don't really care about everything else, so I'm going to give it a nice B+.
I was also going to give it a B+, marking it down for even having the tag matches. If it was a normal 8-11 show that excluded the tag matches, I would have given it an A.
Oh, yeah, easily.
But I had to sit through all of it.
That was a show that could have been 3 hours.
I had to sit through it, so I'm punishing them for making me waste an hour
of my
life. You could
have put 3 matches on there, and I would have been happy.
They made me waste an hour of my life, and I don't think they're ever going to be able to figure out how to book this correctly, where there's not a big like energy dump after the one Rumble. I don't know how you do 2 Rumbles in a night without driving everyone berserk, but they're going to try. They're going to keep trying.
Yeah.
So
we did good.
Yeah, we did pretty good. I don't think we have anything else to
say. I'm excited for Ronda tonight. That's all I got.
Well, you better hold your excitement in case she doesn't show up, because...
Well, you'll see my excitement.
It was close last night.
You'll see me Wednesday.
That segment was awkward, but it was close.
Thursday?
What? I don't know.
You'll see when the recap's posted. Yeah. There you go.
So, anyway, I forgot to mention at the beginning of the video, there are links below. You should go to Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, our Twitter, wherever you want to go. I have YouTube and my own Twitch and other stuff down there. There's links. You should check them out. If you're new here, which is chances are you are, because there's only 8 subscribers, you should probably hit that subscribe button or that
Facebook
like button on Facebook or wherever you're at. If you're on the website, you can bookmark it, I suppose. And other than that, I think we're done here, and we'll see you all later this week with the regular old Raw SmackDown stuff.